It's the Alzheimer Show on WGN Radio. Local.
John Catanzaro, he's the Fraternal Order of Police Lot 7 president. Was this the right choice?
At this time and juncture, it's a breath of fresh air.
Informative.
Ark Alexakis, frontman of the band Everclear. What do you say to that young band that wants to make a career in music?
Stick together. Don't stop doing what you're doing.
Entertaining.
We're speaking with SNL alum Jay Farrell.
Hey, man, anybody ever tell you something like Sway Calloway?
The Alzheimer's Show starts now on WGN Radio.
720 WGN and WGNRadio.com. This is the Alzheimer's Show. I want to thank everybody that's listening and took time to click on that link over the weekend. And many of you that know me, they know, you guys know that I'm an avid gamer. I love Call of Duty. And one thing I noticed when I turned on my game over the weekend is that I got a notification about voice chat and voice chat moderation, and I had to agree to certain terms and conditions in order to participate in the voice chat on Call of Duty. Well, I went and looked and was reading a couple of news articles, and one headline had jumped out at me, and it was from PC Gamer, and the title was Call of Duty enlists AI to eavesdrop on voice chat and help ban toxic players starting today. Now, I know I've been gaming. I know I do a little bit of trash talking. I don't do the extreme trash talking that I do here when I'm gaming. But they're doing this, and I want to get somebody on to talk about this. Mike Pappas, he's the CEO of Modulate, and that's the company that's teamed up with Call of Duty and Activision. He joins me right now on the hotline. Hey, how are you?
I'm doing all right, thanks. Thanks for having me.
All right, so tell me a little bit about Modulate and what it is that you do, because I think when people hear AI, people kind of shy away from it or they're so scared of it.
Yeah, so Modulate and our technology ToxMod, we're really focused on the idea of we want people, when they go into online spaces, to know what they're signing up for and be able to make their own choices. Okay. I think that's a pretty sort of simple goal, but it's a really important one, and it's not one we achieve too well today, where there's a lot of games that, you know, people will join into expecting one kind of experience, and they might be besieged with toxicity that they weren't anticipating. And so our goal is really to give the platforms the tools to just understand what's happening in their voice chat and be able to be more transparent with people about what that looks like and what each studio, you know, expects from their players when they're participating.
Okay. And one of the main questions that gamers wanted me to ask you is, off the bat, since AI is monitoring these voice chats while you're gaming, are these voice chats, will they be stored? What happens to those voice chats?
So the AI is listening, but that word listening can mean so many different things. I want to be really clear. It does not mean we are collecting all of your audio and transcribing everything and storing it, and now someone's going to be analyzing everything that you say. The first pass of what ToxMod is looking for is warning signs. You can think of it like taking your kid to the playground and watching them out of the corner of your eye. Is a strange adult walking up to them? Did they just fall off the monkey bars? Or other kids pointing and laughing? You can use those clues to say, hey, now it's worth taking a closer look.
Right.
ToxMod operates the same way, where it's not listening to everything. It's watching out for, is something going wrong?
Right. And I think part of it, too, is looking for people for like online predators and things like that, which obviously that is something that I'm totally against. And most of the world is against. And most people that have complained about the whole AI moderation was that all of a sudden that you'll be banned just for simple trash talk. Is that true? Like if you just talk trash and use maybe profanities, anything like that, does that play into how the AI is choosing what to flag?
Yeah, so that's just flat out untrue. You are allowed the trash talk in Call of Duty. As everyone knows, that's a lot of the fun. That's not something that we're there to take away. And that's something that we worked closely with Activision to make sure that ToxMod was looking at Activision's code of conduct and saying, are people adhering to that code of conduct? And that allows trash talk. But to your point, it doesn't allow things like, you know, child predators. And so we're going to make sure that we're identifying those really harmful things, but we have very carefully tuned the AI to make sure that we're not catching, you know, innocent trash talk and other people just having fun.
We're talking with Mike Pappas. He's the CEO of Modulate. You guys are doing this with Activision. Have you done this with other companies? And if so, have you actually caught people through AI that was trying to like groom a child or do any other kind of nefarious activities online?
Yeah, we've worked with a number of other game studios over the last couple of years since we first came out, including VR platforms like Rec Room and other major game platforms like Riot Games. And we have in the past detected everything ranging from just incredibly hostile behavior up to those really scary things like child grooming. That is something that we've helped platforms identify and put a stop to.
And I assume that you guys do work with local authorities when you do catch those red flags. Without giving too much away, how does that process work when you do catch somebody that's practicing in nefarious behavior, whether it be child grooming or trying to recruit somebody for, let's say, domestic terrorism or anything like that? Like, how does that work?
So that is ultimately up to the studio. Our job is to flag to the studio, hey, we're seeing something that you should really take a look at. All right. Each studio is going to have their own investigations team that once we flag that to them, they're going to do some additional research to really understand, is this actual child grooming or is there something that we might be missing here? And if they come to the conclusion that it is child grooming, there are going to be various enforcement agencies, local law enforcement, as well as nonprofit groups like NCMEC, that these platforms can submit reports to let them know about what they're seeing and make sure that action gets taken in the physical world to put a stop to it.
All right, we're talking with Mike Pappas. He's Modulate CEO. This is right now currently with Call of Duty and Activision. It's in its beta stage and it's set for full release, I believe, in November. Is that correct?
That's right. It will be going live with the new Call of Duty title in November.
All right. There you have it. I just wanted to clear some things up because I have a lot of friends in the gaming community. They were furious about it. And I'm like, you know what? Let's get to the bottom of this and find out what it is and what it's not. So as it stands, you can still trash talk in Call of Duty. I know I trash talk in Call of Duty. So that's one of those things that I'm glad that I can still do, because I'm not going to lie to you. When I first read the story, and like I said, I didn't notice until this past weekend when I actually turned on the game and I saw the notification come up, and I was like, okay, I got to investigate this and see exactly what it is. But thanks so much for clearing this up. It's Mike Pappas, Modulate CEO. Oh, if you want to check out Modulate, you can go to their website. It's modulate.ai. That is modulate.ai. And you can check them out, see what they're all about, and see who they're all teamed up with and what they do to protect kids from online predators and protect you as well. Thanks so much, Mike.
Thank you so much for having me. It was great to be here.